Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
We did it. We made it, baby. Long weekend is officially here. Labor Day long weekend.
Yeah. It wasn't easy at times.
No.
Those 5 days were a grind.
This whole 5 day workday thing.
There was one day I left at 10:17 after the show.
You know what? Shame on you for getting that extra hard work.
Oh, I charged the company overtime, but it's atrocious.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Tuesday morning, right after the long weekend, we're going to have all the details you need for Toys for Boys. Enz Brothers is on board again, so you know it's going to be fantastic. Toys for Boys, it returns, all the details coming up Tuesday morning. As far as this morning, Kelly Butler after 8:30, AC/DC tickets, another chance for you to get into the Banjo Bowl and sit in the loges.
Yeah.
Not the loges, the loges. That and a whole lot more coming up. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena start now. 92 City FM, world class rock. Time now, 6:11. Good morning to Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Sabbath is going to be, yeah?
Coming up in what's trending in 10 minutes, I've got a story about Black Sabbath.
Very cool. And Rena's going to bring you the biggest dick in the world.
And it's not Wheeler.
Hey. What's trending coming up here in about 5 minutes? Did you guys get woken up by that storm last night?
Yeah.
Rena? Did you?
I went to bed early. I crashed early. Oh. We had some dinner guests over, and I was tired after, so I went to bed like 9, which is early. But like about 10 after 1, 1:30, somewhere around there, I got woken up by like pounding on the windshield, like on the, not the windshield, I wasn't sleeping in my car, on the window.
Good night with the wife, eh? How much were you golfing?
Like I said, I went to bed early. I got woken up by the rain pounding off the window, and I thought it was hail, like it was coming down hard, and what a light show, oh my God.
Around midnight, I met the wife in the kitchen, she was already up looking out the window, and then the 2-year-old, and given the 4-year-old trooper, he slept, but the 2-year-old woke up for sure, that was loud.
Oh yeah, it was cracking hard.
Oh, I didn't hear a thing.
Rena probably went to sleep at like 5:30 in the afternoon.
No, I went to bed at 10. I don't know.
Yeah, we've actually, I mean, listen, I'm a huge fan of, you know, I'm not like those storm chasers. The guys are like, let's go get it.
Yeah.
You know, when there's a tornado or stuff. But I, absolutely. If I can sit outside underneath the overhang from the house and watch the
thunderclapper.
Absolutely.
I like that. I'm with you. I'd prefer, if that was a weekend, I would have stayed up probably and got on the front porch and checked it out. But because we had to be up in a few hours, it's like back to bed. But.
Absolutely. All right, 6:12. What's trending coming up next? All right, go ahead, Phil.
All right, Black Sabbath. They sent out a video, I guess it would be on their website yesterday, detailing their final tour. I'll just let this clip kind of run for a minute, and then I'll explain a little bit about this tour.
It's the beginning of the end. It started nearly 5 decades ago with a crack of thunder, a distant bell ringing. And then that monstrous riff that shook the earth. The heaviest rock sound ever heard. In that moment, heavy metal was born. Created by a young band from Birmingham, England, barely out of their teens. Now, it ends. The final tour by the greatest metal band of all time, Black Sabbath. Okay. Osbourne.
So you get the point. That was their big announcement. But, you know, that's all well and good. And then you go through the...
No Bill Ward.
You go, no, he's not, still not to get along with Ozzy. You go through the tour dates and you see, oh, Edmonton, oh, it makes sense. Calgary, Vancouver, Saskatoon. Well, if they're going to Saskatoon, Winnipeg must show.
Really? Is there like, are there more dates being announced?
No, I don't know. Minneapolis, I'm thinking I'll go to either Saskatoon or Minneapolis for this, but you know what I'm wondering, Wheeler? And this is just speculation on my part, but with the Moose back in town, and of course you've got the Jets home games.
We're going to lose a lot of concerts
because
of the dates.
I love that the Moose are playing, are here in Winnipeg now, I do, but still, I think we will lose some concert dates.
Aw, the Moose are just ruining everything.
Whoa, easy now.
I don't have any confirmation that that's why Sabbath couldn't find a date for Winnipeg, but I just wonder, you know, on a broader spectrum, if we will lose some concert. You'd have to think we will. That's a lot of hockey at MTS Center this winter.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy from Mexico who officially has the world's largest penis now. It's pretty crazy. His name is Roberto Cabrera. He just got an offer from Vivid Entertainment. He's 52 years old, and take a wild guess how long it is.
14 inches.
19 inches long.
You know what that name translates?
Is it long and skinny, or is it girthy, or is he a grower? He's got to be
this
a shower.
This is a grower. There is a video, but we couldn't play it. Basically, they're weighing it. It's 2 pounds on a scale. He says he's lost his job.
Where are they weighing it? At a deli counter? That'd be like $60 worth of salami right there.
Sorry, man, we will measure your pepperoni here in a second. We have more important things we have to measure right now.
He says it costs him relationships, jobs. It's too large for him to even kneel in church and pray. But he's gotten this.
Why?
Well,
all his prayers have been answered. He doesn't need to pray.
And he looks like he's kind of like living in the slums in Mexico and stuff. So he got a big offer from Vivid Entertainment. I just feel bad for the poor lady that's going to have to take part in that video.
Listen, a few of them girls are pros.
19. The record before that, I think, was 12. I was trying to look.
Well, listen, I don't think he's going to be, going balls deep by any stretch.
Well, no, you
kill somebody.
You would absolutely kill somebody. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's trending this morning. 6:25 news, weather, sports is next.
City traffic.
No thanks. Hey, listen, no thanks. I don't want one that big. No.
You're not taking one that big, Wheels?
No thanks. No. Hey, listen, I'm.
He has to get like specially made pants, like everything.
No, yeah, you're right, Wheels. It would just be,
It would be Raina, funny for a little bit. Then after all, you'd be like, okay, seriously.
Yeah, no thanks. But by the way, you didn't answer my question. Is it just 19 long, or is it girthy? Does it match? I'm curious.
It's girthy as well. Like, I thought the video was fake at first. Like, I didn't believe it because it just doesn't look real. It's huge. It's scary.
That's why I like being average. You never really intimidate anybody. It's like, at least that's what my wife
going with below expectations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Labor Day long weekend.
Yeah.
Labor Day classic.
Mm-hmm.
Bombers.
Not so classic this year with a combined record of 9. Wishful thinking. 3-16. 3-15.
That's the beauty part about this game. And then subsequently the Banjo Bowl is, regardless of what the records are, you wipe them clean. It's like a brand new game.
But there's definitely more of an excitement level when both teams are winning.
Sure. Without a doubt.
It is what it is, and I'll still watch. As you're right, it's the Riders, the Bombers, two teams that hate each other in the CFL. There isn't. Calgary, Edmonton, but to me, this is the best rivalry in the CFL.
Outside of the Grey Cup, this is probably the marquee weekend for the Canadian Football League, and I think the Banjo Bowl is gaining steam. That's the one that's getting more kind of national attention, I find, is the Banjo Bowl.
But you know what, and you've mentioned this a couple times, I don't find, like with Labor Day, now that we're in the West, the Bombers, they've already played the Riders this year, whereas this used to be the two games they would play every year. Mm. So it's not quite the same, but still, it's a great weekend.
Now, I know there's a lot of Manitobans that travel out to the Gap in Regina to go see the game. Mm-hmm. Now, Rena, as you know, this is harvest season. I was out to helping out with a buddy of mine on his farm back in Alberta. My buddy Gaber, he's been back in Gladstone helping out his family. It's harvest time. And one of my favorite parts about harvest time, Phil, is the side of the road veggies that you get.
Oh, yeah,
you know
for sure.
Like the BC cherries, or you get the corn stands and everything. Whenever I'm driving around, I see one, you stop in, and that's what you're having for dinner.
Get some corn cherries.
Yeah. Now, for those that are traveling from Manitoba to Saskatchewan, they do something similar, but you got to be careful with which one you pick.
Okay.
You got to be very careful. I actually, when I was traveling through on that family road trip, I came across this. Check it out. Just be warned. Check this out.
Well, howdy, city folk. It's that time of the season. You betcha. Forget your local grocery. If you're looking for farm fresh corn, pull on into the cornhole. We're right on the side of the road, just outside the city limits, waiting on you to get your lips on our cornhole corn.
Oh, I love this time of year. It's the only time I can get my lips on my favorite cornhole.
We got Tabor corn, sweet corn, peaches and cream, and our latest strain of corn only found at the cornhole. Chocolate mud, cornhole style. So stick your pokers on either side, leather that puppy up and mow down like it's the first time you ever tried eating from the cornhole.
I can't wait. Where shall I park?
It's a tight squeeze at the cornhole, so it's first come, first serve. Otherwise, you'll have to wait your turn to slide into the cornhole. Come see you soon. Time is running out to get your fingers in the cornhole. Yeehaw!
Do not pull over at those stands.
Yeah.
It'll turn into Deliverance Part 2.
Be warned when you're traveling out to Regina for the Labor Day Classic. Massive, massive, massive event for Star Wars fans. Massive.
Feels like there's one of these a week. Boy, they're not shy about pushing this movie, hey?
Well, actually, this is kind of
cool. A new, huge event this week, Star Wars.
This is kind of cool news. Benicio del Toro, who we all love him. He's a fantastic actor. He has been cast as the villain in the next one. So episode 8, and he's going to be like the main villain. They haven't said anything else.
I have a hard time with some A-list awesome actors going into, like, Samuel Jackson. I felt, you know, it was a little weird.
Mace Windu.
It was a little weird watching him in Star Wars. And then I'm thinking,
well, he begged George Lucas, like, begs, like, put me in this movie.
And then I'm wondering about Benicio del Toro, if that's going to fit for me.
I think it will. I'm trusting in J.J. Abrams. Mm-hmm. I think this first one, the episode 7, the first one that he's done is really going to kind of captivate the audience and kind of maybe reinstill some faith into the franchise after those George Lucas done prequels, episode 1, 2, 3, were a little meh for the most part. Great part of the story, but meh on some of the effects of CGI. So, yesterday was the big unboxing. A lot of people lined up, Rena. Lined up toys.
Yeah.
The toys.
Like Walmarts and stuff stayed open 24 hours to sell the merch because people were waiting.
I'm curious to know.
The movie's still so far away. Why would you wait in line? You can get
the merch
in 2 days from now.
I think what a lot of people are hoping is that these become as time-honored and they become as valuable as the original ones, like the Kenner toys when they first came out back in the 70s and 80s. Because those ones, if you have those still in the package, you can retire early, Rena.
I used to have a case, and it was Darth Vader's head.
You had one of those, too?
For all my figurines.
Oh, I had one of those, too, and then my mom sold it in a friggin' garage sale for 50 cents.
Oh, my mom bought it at a garage sale.
Really?
Yeah. We were living in different cities. We were living in different cities. Otherwise, I might look for a little Davy Wheeler on the back of it. Maybe it was yours.
No, I think, actually, my mom ended up just passing it on, like, a lot of the toys. That she thought, oh, he's outgrown these. We'll just get rid of them and give them to another kid. And meanwhile, no!
So the question is, Wheeler, did
you go and buy some toys at Walmart yesterday?
I did not. No, I listen, I have enough collectibles around the house, and I'm sure I'll pick up one or two, you know. But for me, and this is just a me thing, I'm going to wait for the movie. I'm going to see which characters, you know, I like. I'm going to see which droids I like, which ships I like. I'm not just going to buy, it's freaking Star Wars, I'm going to buy it all. I want to go, and I'm going to say, hey, you know, I like that BB-8 character. I'm going to pick up one of those. Or, hey, I like that Poe Dameron. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick that up. Or, I like that Kylo Ren. I'll pick that up.
Poe Dameron.
He's like the
lucky
like
this
the
movie
hero.
Didn't come out earlier. One of your sons might have been Poe Dameron.
Maybe I'll name one of the pets. Maybe I'll name one of the pets after the new characters. Anyways, if you happen to get some of the new toys, feel free to send me a tweet or a picture or something. I'd love to see whatever everyone picked up with the new toy unveil of the Star Wars movie. 7:10, we'll take a break. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Arena. AC/DC tickets coming up in 20. 92 City FM, World Class Rock. Time now, 7:18. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Arena. Long weekend.
30's a high for today with some rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. We're at 25 right now.
AC/DC tickets in 15 minutes right here with Wheeler, Philly, and Rena. And a reminder that leading up to the show, tickets every morning, and then we'll call it game day, AC/DC game day, IG Field, 92 City FM. We're going to be doing the drive show down there with Shadow and Nancy with some tickets to give away, and then a post-game show with H, 2 hours of H, playing AC/DC tunes, talking about the show afterwards.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hell of a time. September 17th, IG Field tickets coming up, as Phil said here, in 15 minutes. True or false, Rena J, you have engaged in...
You are engaged.
Sexting.
In sexting?
Yes.
True.
Phil Aubrey, true or false, you have engaged in sexting.
What do you think? Come on, look at me. Look at me. Of course I have.
Nothing but Crocs
and
a t-shirt.
They don't call him
a
human power
tool
for nothing.
Hey, honey.
He's on all the time.
Time to brighten up your day. Here you go. Deal with that.
Let me break this down for you. This is actual stats of people that are sexting in the ages of what they sexed, okay? Teens. Okay, we'll still start. 55 plus. Less than 1%. So it's very low, but there still are a few of you out there, and good for you. I think that's impressive. 45 to 54, 5%. 35 to 44, 11%. 25 to 34, 22%. 18 to 24, 15%. And teens 17 and younger, the highest percentage of engaging in sexting at 28%.
I will say for me, most of mine is joking around. Like, my wife will send me a text saying, hey, here's the groceries we need to get today. Here's some other things you need to do, and I'll just send something back. Like,
here's
a picture of your junk?
Yeah, just to sort of say, you know, just
here's
as,
your list.
Yeah.
That's what I think of your list.
Right, exactly, just as a joke.
Now, listen, parents, I'm not saying, you know, go start going through your kids' cell phones, but let me break it down to you this way. There was a 16-year-old who made a sexually explicit nude photo of herself for her boyfriend last fall. And the sheriff's office concluded that she committed two felony sex crimes against herself, and they arrested her in February. Okay?
Yeah.
The girl was listed on a warrant as both an adult perpetrator and the minor victim of two counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, second-degree exploitation for making her her photo, and third-degree exploitation for having her photo in her possession. A conviction could have put the girl in prison and would have required her to register as a sex offender for the rest of her life. A plea bargain arranged for her in July should clear the record next summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, there are some people that feel that if you're under the age of 18, maybe you shouldn't be engaging in this kind of activity.
At what age should your folks be looking through your cell on a weekly basis? 15, 14, 13, 12.
I have, like, you and I have kids, but they're not even close to being that age yet. And I know it's a completely different nut. I understand 100% that it's hard.
Once they get to 17, like 17, 18, I think that's, you're probably leaving their phone alone. But at the ages of like 12, 13, 14, 15, I'm pretty sure you should be involved in that.
I know there are some apps out there that you can download to your phone. For instance, if anytime a conversation is engaged between, you know, the user of the phone and, you know, whoever, it has to go through your phone first. Mm-hmm. You have to approve the message to go to your kid, whether it be an email or a text message or whatever.
For younger children, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Depending on how young you're getting your kids on cell phones. But I'm going to break these numbers down for you again, okay? Check it out. Again, Rena, these are the percentages.
Okay.
Just want to throw it out there again, just so everyone's aware. 55 and plus, less than 1%. Good for you. There's still a few of you out there that are, you know, sexting.
Aging Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Where would he be? He would be 45 to 54, 5%. Yes, Brett Favre is in that wheelhouse. 35 to 44, 11%. 25 to 34, 22%. 18 to 24, 15%. Teens 17 and younger at the highest percentage of 28%. Hmm. Food for thought this morning. 7:23. We're 10 minutes away from AC/DC tickets. Hang on.
City traffic.
I'm not going to lie to you. It was good old Brett Favre who inspired me to try it. I mean, if number four can do it, why can't anybody?
And you actually sent yours to Jen Sturger as well, which I thought was impressive.
What the? I really wanted
Found her on Twitter. Hey, here's my junk too,
in honor of Brett.
Traffic is for Cloverdale Paint. Long weekends are made for painting. Visit CloverdalePaint.com for their savings fill, virtual flyer, then come in for amazing deals and expert advice.
My favorite story, for those that are unaware of the Brett Favre story, he was apparently hitting on this, the sideline reporter for the New York Jets.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, Brett, no thank you. I don't appreciate it. No thanks. And he's like, next step, yeah, I'll send her my junk. Totally work.
That'll close the deal.
Totally work. I mean, if she gets my junk, she's going to go, oh, my God.
Hey,
where are you staying?
You got to feel bad for the guy, because normally that will close the deal, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a shoo-in.
92 City FM World Class Rock Zeppelin. Hey, what can I do? I can take a long weekend. That's what we can do. 92 City FM presents Toys for Boys, the return, the epic return of Toys for Boys. All the details Tuesday morning, right here with Wheeler in the Morning, Philly, and Rena.
Rain today, rain tomorrow, rain Sunday. It's not going to be the best weekend. The Monday, the holiday Monday, we should see some sun.
Rena's got the scoop in 15. I'm assuming within that there'll be movies opening at the box office. Usually has that on Fridays.
Yeah, it's actually a very rock-heavy scoop today. I've got some Nikki Sixx news, some Keith Richards, some Iron Maiden.
Yeah. I know the Nikki Sixx news, and I'm looking forward to getting into this because I'm not sure I agree with him, but we'll get to that in the scoop.
Okay.
AC/DC, Antichrist, Devil's Child, After Christ, Death Comes.
Right.
Devil Comes.
Don't confuse them with Knights in Satan's Service. Right. That is KISS.
Different acronym.
Yeah.
Different acronym. Coming to town September 17th, if you didn't know, IG Field. We have tickets to give away every single morning that we're on the air, all the way leading up into that concert.
Yep.
Including right now at 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. You know who does a great impression of Brian Johnson is Jim Brewer, comedian Jim Brewer, who is in the studio.
Yeah, he does.
And he actually, Jim Brewer is coming out with his own metal album, and Brian Johnson guest vocals on it.
That's cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Can you imagine him like, hey, Brian, it's Jim Brewer coming. Would you mind coming singing on my record?
By the way, the other day we were talking about how many shows we figure H has seen AC/DC.
Yeah.
Well, I saw him at the other building there the other day, and I asked him. He saw the Bon Scott edition of AC/DC. There you go. Of course he trumps me.
Well, I think yesterday the trivia was how many times, including this one, how many times has AC/DC been to Winnipeg? And it was 8, and I think 92 City FM and Howard have been to every single show.
I bet you.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the question this morning. AC/DC did a record back in 1986. It happened to be called Who Made Who. It's a great record. Songs like Hell's Bells, Shake Your Foundations, For Those About to Rock, Who Made Who, He Shook Me All Night Long. Some would say probably one of their greatest. It's also doubled as a soundtrack for a movie. What movie was it?
780 City, 780 2484. Hi there. See that initial wave of callers? You know, if they don't know the question, they just bail.
We're looking for a fan. We're looking for a fan.
Yeah.
1986, Who Made Who, doubled as a soundtrack for what movie?
I don't know.
That's all right.
Good morning, City.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi.
I saw this movie. There was Machines Came Alive. Is it Maximum Overdrive?
That is correct.
Right.
I love that you gave us the synopsis.
It's actually a Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
Stephen King, Maximum Overdrive, Who Made Who, 1986 from AC/DC was the soundtrack as well. What is your name?
My name's Dean.
Dean, you're off to see AC/DC, man.
Awesome.
Good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details, more tickets to give away because, of course, the long weekend. So we'll be back Tuesday morning with more tickets leading all the way up into that show. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 744. We're just ahead of the long weekend and not a day sooner. Oh, perfect. Can't wait. Weather's going to be meh. Rena will tell you about that in a second. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
30 is the high for today with rain throughout the day. We're at 25 right now.
On the bone phone coming up at 8:05, there's a gentleman trying to help Rena get more sportsy.
Okay.
Also have a call looking for more common sense. I think we're all looking for that.
As I get older, I realize that sense, not that common.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
as I get older, I realize how often I hear that from you, that saying.
Right. Yeah. yesterday's show, Rena, you were chatting in the news about Guido Amzel, that case, and about how, you know, the whole bail hearing and whatnot. And Philly, both you and Rena reminded everyone of the presumption of innocence and the status of the case against Guido Amzel. I had expressed my personal opinion based on the facts of what we know. Those were my opinion. That was my opinion. Nobody else's. That was my opinion. That was something that I said based on the facts. And in case you missed the facts of the proceedings to date, I'm going to state them now, okay? Guido Amstel has been charged with 3 counts of attempted murder and other charges in connection with bombs that were sent by someone through the mail in Winnipeg in July. A hearing to determine if Amstel should be granted bail was held on Wednesday. The judge put off making a decision until today. There is a publication ban on that hearing. His lawyer maintains his client's innocence and has denied the allegations against him. We'll keep you informed on what happens with the whole bail thing. Good?
Just for a clarification there. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, 7:45.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
Kind of a weak box office this weekend.
As far as releases?
Yeah. There's this movie called Dope, which was that's opening up. It's got pretty good reviews, and it was a Sundance Film Festival favorite. Nobody you really know was in it. It's basically about surviving in a tough neighborhood in L.A. while it's like a bunch of young kids trying to get out of the hood and like apply to college and stuff.
Mm.
I don't know. So there's that one that's opening up today. The Transporter Refueled opens up.
This Jason Statham, not a part of this one.
Horrible reviews. Yeah. This is Ed Skrein. Skrin, newcomer. Anyway, so he's taking over that one. This is the second one. Obviously, the transporter was
Ed Sheeran, the new transporter.
No, some guy.
Not quite
we've
that
never
intimidating, hey? Not as intimidating.
Heard.
He sings while driving you around.
Chris Evans actually has a new movie opening up this weekend, and it's got horrible reviews. It's like a lovey-dovey movie. It's about a couple who gets trapped in New York together for the night, and these two start to grow, you know, fall in love with each other, and then have quite an adventure. This is pretty much the description. I'm like,
lame. The only cool part of the movie is he's like, hey, you know, in other movies I play Captain Freaking America, right?
So ignore this big bowl of poop.
Yeah, and then there's a scary movie. It's called Creep that's opening up. This one is starring Mark Duplass. You know
yes, he's from The League.
Yes.
He's
and,
awesome.
He's pretty much the only one. He's the only cast member listed. So I don't know if they don't show the face of the bad guy. Basically, he's hired to film some guy out at a cabin, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he goes out there to film it. But it's got really good reviews. It's like 95%
on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, which is huge. So
Mark Duplass did a movie called Safety Not Guaranteed, which is...
He's a comedian. He's a... Isn't he?
He's a writer, director. He's kind of a jack of all trades. Him and his brother have done some really, really, really interesting indie stuff. And if you get a chance to watch Safety Not Guaranteed, it really is a fantastic little film. And I because I like Mark Duplass, I will go see this movie.
Okay.
All right. And that's pretty much it for the box office this weekend. Iron Maiden rocker Bruce Dickinson has stunned fans by suggesting that oral sex is the reason that he got throat and mouth cancer. Now, he said that he fought the disease in February. Doctors found tumors on his neck and in his tongue, and he insists that the cancer had nothing to do with smoking cigarettes. He says it's a virus, HPV. He said that's what he got it from, and he's actually not the...
That's warts.
Well, no, it's human papilloma virus. You can, there is a, like, women can go and get needles to prevent this, you from getting this type of STD. But this is also one of the things that cause cervical cancer in women, HPV. Mm. And anyway, he's not the first one to say that. Michael Douglas, do you remember when he had tongue cancer?
Remember that, right?
He said that he got that from oral sex as well, having oral sex with a female who had HPV, and that's how he got cancer.
It's funny, I was reading this article in a magazine, and it said, you know, it's very nice to wake up your partner with oral sex. So I remember waking up very early on the weekend. My wife got so angry at me, so I said, I can't breathe, get it out of my mouth. Whatever.
Rolling
what
Stones.
A gentleman.
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
So nice.
Yeah.
Andrew Dice
Stones.
Clay, everybody.
Hey.
Rolling Stones rocker Keith Richards has kind of upset the heavy metal community a little bit by taking some shots at Metallica and Black Sabbath. Mm. So during an interview, he said, their music sounds like a dull thud to me. It's endless thudding away with no bounce, no lift. He continues, millions are in love with Metallica and Black Sabbath. I just thought that they were total jokes. Mm. And then he goes on to talk about rap, and he said, rap, so many words, so little said. What rap did was impressive to show that there's so many tone-deaf people out in the world. All they need is a drum beat and somebody yelling over it, and they're happy.
I love the Stones, but that sounds starting to sound like, you know, your dad.
It's an old curmudgeon.
Old rambly,
on the deck.
In my day, rock and roll is,
At that point,
just noise.
At that point, we'll put him up in the balcony, and he can start commenting on the Muppet Show.
Egg bang. There you go. Thanks, Keith.
And finally, Motley Crue star Nikki Sixx has singled out fans who spend their concerts taking selfies. He's called them morons. On Twitter, he tweeted out yesterday, stop taking selfies and be at the concert, idiots. Hashtag morons. Hashtag front row. Hashtag Miami.
You know what?
And then
it's
he quit
your final
living
tour.
In the moment at a concert is a crime nowadays. Everyone's trying to take selfies.
You're ruining my experience.
Exactly. Come on. It's the world we live in. People want to capture the moment. They're at Motley Crue's final show. Is it really that big of a deal, Nikki?
Yeah, there's people there. Shut up.
Yeah.
They paid.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the scoop.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather. Call or click on duraco.ca for details.
780 Bone, 780-2663. Look, you, whatever's going on this weekend, whether you're going away or the Labor Day Classic, we like hearing that roller coaster of emotion. So feel free to call the Bone Phone and let us know what you're thinking
throughout
the long weekend. This is a great message. With the cops out in full force in the school zones now and the kids going back to school next week.
People, just slow down. There's no need to be driving faster than 30 kilometers on any residential street, especially where there's a school around. Can the excuses take some responsibility?
Huge pet peeve on my street. I'll tell you what, I see why. You know those some neighborhoods that have those giant speed bumps on their residential streets because they petition the city for that?
Yeah.
I can see why they do it because people blast down my street.
Well, if there's a school around, then it is 30 from sun up till sun down from September all the way till July. So, yes, I would agree with you on the 30. But remember,
sun up to sundown is it only if there's a playground in that school zone.
Okay.
But if it's like... You know, like the school where it's like an open field on the side of it, because I live right next to a school. But if the playground's on the other side, so the playground zone, the sign is different. Sun up to sundown, but the school zone is till school hours, 5:30.
And unless otherwise posted, all speeds inside the city, unless otherwise posted, are 50 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, Wheels, you just made a comment about common sense. Kind of a wise piece of information about it.
I know you guys have heard this one before about cyclists. I'm all for it. I wish I could ride to work every day. This morning, okay, it's just after 6. It's still kind of dark outside. Am I going to be riding my bike with a black hoodie, black sweats, black backpack, absolutely zero reflective material anywhere? Like, come on, people. I mean, power to you for riding your bike to work, but get some common sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should always be wearing reflective gear.
I see a lot. I actually see a lot of people on the roads, the cyclists who do that, who got the full the lights that flash. Yep.
If they're dressed in all black, they're probably a ninja.
Yeah, or they might have just stolen that bike too.
Yeah. Good point. Excellent point.
Speaking of stealing,
just because someone leaves items in the back of their pickup truck doesn't mean it's free for every idiot in the neighborhood to rifle through. Stop stealing people's.
I don't know. You want to be leaving stuff in your truck and, like, what if people are just rifling through your stuff? Then maybe lock the truck.
Yeah, maybe lock it. Well, would you have one of those tonneau covers?
Maybe that's what he's talking about. Yeah.
Get one of those.
Mm-hmm.
They're safe.
Okay, moving on.
Hey, guys, just wanted to mention on my opinion on the actual records that will never be broken. Milt Stegall, I remember, let's give the Bombers some love because I know they suck right now.
Yeah.
But Stegall had this one game where he got 4 catches for 4 touchdowns and like 218 yards. That's pretty awesome. And then Matt Dunnigan, of course, at his 713 yards. How about that?
Yeah,
that definitely will never be touched.
That's a good one.
Just my opinion. You guys had good ones otherwise.
Yeah, Dunnigan. That was crazy. What do you think of Dunnigan as a color commentator?
Actually, I don't mind him. He's one of the few guys on the panel that I can actually stomach on a day-to-day.
You don't want to hear something funny? My dad bugs my mom about this. She likes Dunnigan because he used to have his cooking show.
That's right, the barbecue show.
My dad's always teasing her about having a crush on Dunnigan. Because he busted her watching him all the time on his cooking show. Well, he's so nice and charming. My mom likes Matt Dunnigan.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of unbreakable records and, you know, sportsy stuff, this guy wants to help Rena with football season coming, and, you know, Wheeler and I are going to be talking about it nonstop.
Okay. I'm just calling to tell Rena to get ready for football and hockey season, get them a little bit up to speed. I know when you're talking about Bobby Orr, she just kind of looked at you in a total daze, just like she's expecting you to say, Bobby Orr what? You know, Rena, it's Bobby Orr. And when they say Gordie Howe, it's not Gordie Howe are you doing, it's Gordie Howe. And with football season coming up, when we say Tony Romo had a good day, we don't mean we had a good plate of ribs for supper.
Got all that?
Yeah.
Nail it.
Got it.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
That's tips on how to be more sportsy.
You feel... Right. You feeling that after hearing that call?
Yeah, see, I thought Tony Romo was Tony Roma.
Yeah. I think you should come in our fantasy football pool. That would help.
No.
You'd be all over it.
No.
That's it?
Phone, yeah.
All right.
I'm falling a little behind on shirts that I'm wearing because, of course, if you drop off a shirt, if you have a small business, I will wear that shirt.
Yeah.
Red River Messenger Courier sent over a bunch of golf shirts and some golf towels.
Yeah.
The shirt is a little big on me. So you know how a golf shirt's already a little baggy? They're all like that. And then if it's a size too big, well, then it looks like a nightgown.
For the record, Phil, throw it out there. What size are you?
I'm a medium. Okay. If you want to bring me a shirt, I'm a medium.
I know there's another crew that brought you some XLs. And, I mean, you'd be swimming. It's like a 90 for Philly, okay?
Right,
XL's like a 90.
KB size. KB's about 3XL. But you know what I mean. And then the guys from, and actually they brought you some nice stuff too, Wheels. Peter from Westco. It's all in a bag over here. Golf shirts. Rena got one as well.
Cool.
And I'm going to throw one of their shirts on next week.
Very nice. Okay, so a lot of people from Manitoba making the trek out to the Gap this weekend for the Labor Day Classic. I went there, many moons ago. Should I tell the story again, Rena? I know you love this story. So I'm at the Labor Day Classic.
The rider lady that yells at you?
Yeah. So I'm at the I'm at the rider game, and we got beat as we have been getting beat for like the past decade.
And Wheeler's making out with some chick from Saskatchewan with two teeth.
No. And so I'm leaving with about 3 minutes left in the game. I'm walking up. I'm heading towards the bomb, and this lady, like, it's green everywhere, and I got my bomber jersey on. And this lady, she goes, hey, bud, hey, come on. Good game. And so I go to stick out my hand. She grabs it. She goes, you effing loser! So I've never been back. I've never been back to the Labor Day Classic. Ruined my experience.
Do you still touch base with her around this time every year? And just did you exchange phone numbers?
Yeah, no. I probably should. Should to see where she's at. But listen, there's a lot of things you have to be aware of. That's one of the things in Regina is the fans. They're awful. They're terrible human beings. And another thing you got to be careful of. Now, I'm a big fan of it around this area. Like when I'm coming off Garvin Road and you come down 59, there's a lot of the side of the road harvest trucks that set up. You can get your Tabor corn, you can get your BC cherries, you can get peaches, cucumbers, whatever. Great time during harvest to go and pick some of that farm fresh food up. Now, when the wife and I were traveling with the kids through Western Canada, we saw something similar in Saskatchewan, but not 100% the same. Check this out.
Well, howdy, city folk. It's that time of the season. You betcha. Forget your local grocery. If you're looking for farm fresh corn, pull on into the cornhole. We're right on the side of the road, just outside the city limits, waiting on you to get your lips on our cornhole corn.
Oh, I love this time of year. It's the only time I can get my lips on my favorite cornhole.
We got Tabor corn, sweet corn, peaches and cream, and our latest strain of corn only found at the cornhole. Chocolate mud, cornhole style. So stick your pokers on either side, lather that puppy up and mow down like it's the first time you ever tried eating from the cornhole.
I can't wait. Where shall I park?
It's a tight squeeze at the cornhole, so it's first come, first serve. Otherwise, you'll have to wait your turn to slide into the cornhole. Come see you soon. Time is running out to get your fingers in the cornhole. Yeehaw!
Awesome.
Just be warned.
Don't stop for those people on the side of the road.
Keep on driving. 8:22, we'll take a break. News, weather, sports, and then KB, former Winnipeg Blue Bomber, to set up the Labor Day Classic.
Loud. I like loud.
And he enjoys cooking.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Here's ex-bomber Kelly Butler
with Wheeler in the Morning on 92 City FM.
Let's go.
What were you calling him off the air?
Teflon Tom. You know, you look good, feel good, sound good. Like, if I could trade places with anybody, Tom Brady, baby.
Really?
Oh, man.
I wish we had a mic on you off air about a minute and a half.
Oh, man.
You were just on fire, man. Talking about Brady.
Man, you go into a situation and they think you guilty. They come out and apologize. I mean, I'm sorry for wasting your time, Tom. I understand. You know, got a super smoking hot baby mama, even better looking wife, 3 gorgeous kids. Uggs loves them. I mean, and he's got 4 rings. Tom Brady is the man.
Yep.
Roger Goodell, you picked the wrong. You took a knife to a gunfight and got... It just didn't. It was not.
Now, some are saying that Goodell's becoming a bit of a pushover. I mean, like, he had the Ray Rice indefinite suspension. That got overturned. Adrian Peterson indefinite suspension. That got overturned. The Ben Roethlisberger 8-game suspension. That got reduced to 4 games. Tom Brady 4-game suspension. Got reduced to nothing.
You know what about to get reduced to nothing? Roger Goodell's job. Yeah, all right? That's what we're about to reduce. Roger, you know what? I just don't think it's working out. I don't got your number, but if it's meant to be, we'll call you. You know what? If it's meant to be, Roger, he's losing grasp of reality. He thinks he really created football. I mean, he's like, this is my game. I built it. I'm like, Roger, slow it down. You're not going up against arguably the best quarterback in the league and going out there and invasion of privacy. Let me see what's on your phone. Excuse me? Mm-hmm. And they were trying to go out there and work with their legal team, saying, like, it makes sense to go give him 2 games. Tom was going trying to work with him, and Roger just had his ego, and his ego got shot down. He's like, do you know who I am? Do you know what I bring to the table? And, by the way, I'm a millionaire, but my wife's a billionaire, and, you know, Tom can't throw the ball and catch it himself, and he's definitely not going to miss 4 games. So.
Yeah, you ain't going to push around my legacy.
No, you're not.
That was his deal. And you know what? Now he should sue him for defamation of character. That would be my next move. And trust me, Wheeler and I argue about this off air. I'm not necessarily in Brady camp on this. There was clearly some doctoring of the footballs done by somebody. At least that's what I believe. But the NFL, this is my opinion, the NFL should have said, hey, maybe there was something going on there, but we don't got enough proof. Here's a $1 million fine, as you were. We'll put new policies in next year.
Yeah.
to make sure this doesn't happen again.
And you hit the nail on the head, Phillies, policies and procedures. You have to go out there and implement something and hold people accountable, but if it's not there in place and you go out there and try and make up your own rules, well, in this situation, we're going to do it this way. And in this one, we're going to do it this way. The union's like, whoa, but I mean, it sounds good on paper, but you can't go out there and pick and choose how you want to run your own personal league. You're a commissioner, go out there and keep the integrity, but if you want to go up against a giant and look embarrassing, and now they apologize. And so if I can switch places with Tom, he was at the party last night hanging out with Snoop, like, yeah, boy, free Tom Brady.
You're so right. He comes out smelling like roses, man. Brady!
Yeah, he comes out of this looking like a victim.
Yes!
He really does.
He's a bully. You know, anti-bullying Tom Brady. It's going to be a month for that, dog. It's a holiday.
Sticking with football, you played in this game a few times, but going into the gap into Saskatchewan, Labor Day Classic. The Bombers' track record in Regina is not great over the years, but you know what? From a player's perspective, break it down. Because you guys don't fly out there, you bus out there.
I mean, look, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. Not going to lie. Today's the day that I'm telling the truth, as I always do. Bombers, I'm sorry. Fans, I love you. I love the city, but we probably going to get our ass whooped, all right? Because Bobby Dice is a new coach.
Yeah.
They're coming out there, and
Dice.
He's from Winnipeg.
Yeah, I like
They're going to come out there and just get the momentum going. This is an opportunity. If you don't beat anybody, but you beat Winnipeg, it's a win in the season.
Bobby, you nailed it right there.
I'm sorry.
This is their Grey Cup.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We 0-9. They 0-9. Bobby Dice going to come out there, pull every bell and whistle because he's a new coach. They're going to be motivated. Right now, you're going in with Brom, who run like Forrest, but not as fast. So it's just
a smart though.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Forrest Gump, man. I'm running. So I'm not excited about this game. I understand that you're coming over a lot of injuries. Saskatchewan is going to go out there and try and prove a point. And hopefully Coach O'Shea can go out there and say something motivating, because I got a lot of respect for O'Shea. I'm not a huge fan of Belfay, because it seems like we find the worst offensive coordinators in the world. Like, oh, you a bad offensive coordinator? You was last in the league? You know what? We're going to hire you. You know what? Come see the Bombers. Because look at how many quarterbacks we've had and how many bad offensive coordinators we've had. But yet
some teams throw in whatever backup, and they look good. The Argos, the Stampeders, the Lions, they got quarterbacks coming off the bench. Throwing touchdowns, leading their teams to victories.
Yeah, that doesn't happen with us. You know, some people are Tom Brady. That's not us. You know, it's just sometimes we don't. The cards didn't fall in our favor. They're gonna be competitive. Yeah. The defense is playing well, but right now the football gods or whoever they are, they're putting Bobby Dice in a position to go out there, and I wish him the best of luck because he's a phenomenal guy.
You know Bobby?
I know Bobby. Yeah. I coach his son. I mean, his home is here. He does a lot of things in the community, and I feel like he's gonna go get behind those guys because Saskatchewan's not a bad team. I mean, they've kind of gone down the track. We have had bad injuries right now, but when you go out there and can go out there and spark something, don't be mad at me, Bomber fans. I mean, it's just a reality.
Hey, you're not here to, you know, make friends. Yeah, you're here to speak the truth.
Speak the truth, like Tommy Brady, man. I'm going to get free Tom Brady today. Roger Goodell should have known better.
More with KB coming up in 5. Hang on. FM, world-class rock stones, and give me shelter. 8:46 now. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena KB down here as he always is on a Friday.
30's the high for today. We're at 25 right now. It's going to be a rainy weekend.
And on fire, I got to say. Kelly, I don't know what was in your cereal this morning, but you are rolling. You're laying off air and on air. You are just, you got me in stitches.
Man, what was off air? I mean, what was in my cereal is it's Burger Week. You talk about Shark Week? Burger Week. Burger Week, Burger Week, Burger Week. All right, being a fat man and being
you're
able to,
not that. You're not fat.
Come on, look at you. You
you're
look
fishing
great.
For a compliment.
Man, I thank you, but I feel there's fat in here. It's trapped in here. Like, you got.
You're a good fat.
You're clearly
lineman,
fit.
It, when you call old lineman, like every now and then in sports, I'll be like, oh, a bunch of fat guys fell on the quarterback and hurt him. That's fat in a complimentary way.
Yeah,
that's a big guy.
Yeah, and that's like you go to the doctor and say, for your size, you're obese. I'm like, for your size, you're an asshole. You know, it's, you know, like, no, dog, don't call me obese. You'd be looking at the charts. I'm like, 6'8", you're supposed to be 220 pounds. I'm like, damn, I'm obese as hell. But nor here nor there. But
yeah, see, though, well, my doctor says the same thing. Like, I'm sitting at about 225, and he thinks I should be down to 185. I'm like, you're crazy. You're crazy.
You know, doctor says a lot of weird stuff. Lose weight.
great. Quit drinking.
Great,
what does he know, man? I'm a doctor.
I feel great. I feel fine.
I got Google, man. Google said I'm just where I need to be.
Great.
But yeah, it's Burger Week, so I'm out
right,
here.
So I'm curious. Give me your top five in Winnipeg burgers.
So right, it's not even like that though. It's
what is it?
There's 40 different places to go,
yeah.
And it happens all week long. And people ask me to be judges of a lot of different things. Half the things I'm not qualified to be for. I'm like, why the hell are you asking me to be a judge for that? I don't know this, that, or the other about this. But you have not called me to be a burger judge. I don't know. The three of us should be judging burgers.
KB, I know a good burger. I know you do. Wheels for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Rena loves a good burger.
Man, so last night it was myself, Robert Marv, my aunt, and my Uncle Bruce. We just started saying, we know what we're going to do. We're going to go around Osborne Village and take a burger, cut it in four, and just taste test. So we started off at Segovia, and you would think it would be easy to go out there and say, what's the best burger? But everything goes into it.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
just
what's got to be on a good burger? For a Kelly Butler to give it a 10, what's on there?
First of all, it's got to be service. Like, you can't go out there and be sitting here waiting for a burger, and then you start getting mad. So, but on the burger, bacon, obviously, has got to be there.
Yeah.
Portion control is huge.
So you don't want it too huge?
You can't have it too big. You know?
I can't bite
yeah,
it.
Like
yeah.
The guy from Mexico.
Oh, yeah. The guy with the 19-inch penis that we were talking about earlier today. Yeah.
Okay. You don't want a burger that's going to intimidate you. Like, you're like, whoa. Like, I want something
some
that...
Some cheese.
Melt a couple different cheeses. You know,
mushrooms. You like mushrooms on there?
I like
we're
mushrooms.
We're speaking a language
burger.
That only yeah. us guys right here. You're in my mind walking around knowing.
No mushrooms.
No,
right
I'm
now?
Just saying it's just... Funny.
Sauteed
every
onions.
Item you say, he's gonna say yeah.
Cabbage.
No thing to put on a burger.
Well, I know Wheels doesn't like raw onions.
Don't like the slivered onions. No,
caramelized is good, but not so much. So
right.
we went to started out Cornerstone, and they had a phenomenal burger, great atmosphere. Then we worked our way down to Segovia, which was also great. They had a little bacon. It was the portions were a little bit small, but it was still delicious. Then worked our way to Confusion Corner, and my hat is always tipped off there because that's where I did my double dating. Obviously, that's a fond memory of my life. When you can go out there and pull off a double date and not get caught and have everybody involved, Kev, thank you for that. So
that's why you call it Confusion Corner.
Yeah, I was confused. How'd I have to eat the same meal twice and act like I hadn't been here before? But
yeah.
Nor here nor there. It was delicious. So their burger was unbelievable. And then went down to Teo's and kind of finished it off. So there's 40 different spots. I know Abby has a shawarma con and he says, con, you handle it. I'm like, that's kind of corny, but.
So he's doing a shawarma burger?
He's doing a shawarma burger. So. Yeah, so I'm going to do that for the rest of the week. I'm going to give her.
Good.
So,
I want a full review next
week.
Yeah, no full review. I will break it down.
Give us number one next week.
I might be, you know, obese because I'm
That's
eating.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I love you.
Kelly Butler. Get him on Twitter. Kelly Butler 68, 850 stories we missed on the way.
Old class rock.
All right, I want to get to the bottom of this a little bit later in the hour, but I was reading a press release this morning. This is within the last month. Data collected by CarProof shows close to 100,000 vehicles on the road in Manitoba have open safety recalls. 100,000 vehicles.
Wow.
That's data collected by CarProof. Now, to what extent? Who knows? Phil, you've said before they've called your vehicle and say,
Well, every time I call to make an appointment, the lady over the phone's like, let me just... check and see if you've got any open recalls, and they always let me know. Well, if it's, your back bumper is, whatever. I don't rush in if it's not something that sounds urgent.
This means that more than 1 in 10 cars on the road in Manitoba have been deemed unsafe to drive by the vehicle's own manufacturer. So, CarProof is allowing you to go in and check on your vehicle, and I want to see if that number is legit or if it's a trumped-up kind of number, but we'll get to the bottom of this before the end of the hour.
That seems extremely high.
I thought so, too.
High.
Yeah.
Now, this came up very early this morning in What's Trending, but it bears mentioning, okay? It bears mentioning again, Black Sabbath have announced their farewell, their final tour.
Yeah.
Okay, and I use air quotes, final tour, because we hear this kind of stuff all the time. And we see Calgary, Saskatoon, Edmonton, Vancouver, Toronto, Minneapolis, and no Winnipeg. And I always, when bands do this, I always say, at this point, no Winnipeg. Maybe, hopefully, a date will get added. H, if you're out there listening, I'd appreciate it if you talk to Kevin Donnelly and find out why we don't have a Winnipeg date.
Or just
date.
Call Tommy Iommi directly.
Yeah.
H. Yeah.
Oh, Tony, you have to shout. Hey, what's going on?
What do you got, RJ?
St. Louis County Police say an 11-year-old boy fatally shot and killed a 16-year-old intruder doing a home invasion. The sad thing, single parent home, mom went to work. She leaves the 11-year-old with a gun, and he knows how to use it, you know, like load it, take off the safety.
Culture,
so
man.
He is guarding. His mom left him in charge of his 4-year-old little sister, who was also in the home at the time. So, you know, in the way, like, he was protecting his family. He did the right thing. But this kid is 11 years old and knows how to use a gun and aim it and killed a 16-year-old boy.
Whew. Wow.
It's crazy.
Someone's going to need some therapy.
Yeah, no
big
kidding.
Time.
No kidding.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.